Welcome back to our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're entering your ninth season at the helm here at BSU. Time certainly does go by fast, doesn't it?
Wow, 9 years. Yeah, it does, Kelly. Yep. But it's been all good. A lot of good memories. A lot of great people. A lot of great relationships. And the interesting thing is, 9 years here, but, you know, some 40-some years in coaching, and you still get those butterflies before that first game, so that's pretty cool.
What are your team's goals this season? Obviously, you're playing in one of the toughest conferences in the country, but you start things off with a couple of non-conference series here. What do you hope your team can accomplish?
Well, you always want to win a championship, Kel. I mean, that's first and foremost, and we know how difficult that is. It's a tremendous challenge playing in the league that we play in, but we're gonna take it a game at a time. Obviously, these games are not league games, but they count in the overall one loss record. So there's a couple ways to get to that national tournament. One is to obviously win the WCHA playoff championship, and another way is to be selected. In order to do that, you have to have a really good record. You have to have a good pairwise, and certainly winning non-conference games will help you do that. But the biggest thing is we want to come out tonight just to try to establish our identity. You know, just play hard, play relentless. We know it's going to be first game for both teams. There's going to be mistakes made, but the bottom line is we want to see the effort. We want to see a good attitude and just a lot of energy on the bench.
Well, you returned 6 of your top 10 scorers. That always bodes well. Plus, you've got 2 veteran goaltenders, especially Hannah Hoganson, who had some great experience last year. What do you hope to see out of your veterans this season?
Well, again, that experience that they have, it comes in handy. You know, no question. They've all been through this. They've all been through the jitters of a first game. They've all played in some big games against some outstanding opponents. In some really tough venues. So all those experiences that they've had is certainly going to help them tonight. And they can pass on that knowledge and to the younger players and just put them at ease. And that's the biggest thing is we have 3 freshmen that will be in the lineup tonight. You know, it's going to be their first time. And just to go through this whole process and get this first game under their belt will be huge for their development. But, you know, the bottom line is we want to play as a group. We want to be supporting each other and our leadership group has done a great job up to this point. I'm sure they're going to do the same tonight.
Speaking of your leadership group, Kate Boland, your captain, Reese Hunt, Paige Anderson, your alternates, how different are each of them in their leadership styles and what do they bring to your team?
Yeah, the similarities are that they're all just wonderful, wonderful human beings. They're great people. They just represent our program in a first-class manner all the time. But they are different, and that those differences are why I think they're such a unique group. Reese is definitely a leader by example. She's just going to go out and play hard and lead by example. Paige is you think she's quiet, but she the last couple of years has been really fun to watch her develop, and she's not afraid to say things when she needs to say it. And you know, Kate's kind of the one that they've all talked about, almost that mother figure. You know, she's going to help everybody at any time, and they're gonna allow that locker room to everyone's gonna have a voice. It's not the seniors talking down to everybody. Everybody's gonna have a voice, and they've done a great job establishing that culture right now. It's fun to see that part of them have this opportunity to be leaders. And I want to, like I said before, I want to throw Abby De La Rosa in that. You know, she's the other senior, she's equal to those 3 in terms of her status, and obviously one of the big leaders on our team.
You mentioned those 3 freshmen. You brought in 4 and a transfer. I know your transfer, Genevieve, is from – she went to college out east. That didn't work out. She comes to Bemidji State through the portal, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Yep. She was at Franklin Pierce. It wasn't like it didn't work out. She actually had a real solid year for them, was a regular player. They won the Nuwa championship last year. But, she's a Warroad girl that was, out east. And that's – she missed the hunting and fishing opportunities that she has that she had at home, and once she got on the portal, we reached out. We had an open spot, I checked with some of our current players that had played with and against her, in various, whether it was high school or AAA hockey in the summer, and they all said she would be a perfect addition to our group. Great, just a wonderful person, and that's certainly proven true. And she's a good hockey player. She's not in the lineup tonight, but she'll be in the lineup tomorrow. And you know, she just competes hard. She's a very smart player. Excited to have a World Warrior on our club's first one since I've been here, and she's going to be a good hockey player for us.
Let's talk about your opponent tonight, Lindenwood. Obviously, there's some history with you and Lindenwood, but they lost six of their eight scoring leaders, and they do return one of their veteran goaltenders here tonight. What else do you know about Lindenwood coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, I noticed they picked up a transfer themselves from RIT. I think Goth's her last name. You know, she's got 30 career points, so obviously she's someone that's had success in the offensive zone. But, you know, they're going to work extremely hard. They're very well coached. They're going to compete. They're going to battle. I know when we played them last year, you know, they come at you real hard. And, you know, that's kind of the staple of their team. They're very similar to us. They're going to work hard. They're going to battle. And they're going to compete. So, you know, again, it's going to be hard because it's the first game. There's really no film to watch other than we saw last year, and their personnel's changed, right? But so is ours. And the bottom line is, I'm sure both teams want to get out and just try to establish their games and you know, battle hard. So it'll be interesting to see how this game goes once we drop the puck.
Coach, it's always a fun first night of the season. Enjoy it, and good luck.
Yeah, how many years is this for you now, Kelly?
This is my 15th.
15th opener. That's exciting.
Yes, yep. I'm very excited.
Good, thank you.
Coach,
all right,
thank
have
you.
A good one. You bet.
You too.